My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. What's your first thought on the field? Not anything else. On the field, this Rams game. What are your early thoughts on this Sunday night season opener?
I think the Lions win. I think the crowd will be into it. I think it'll be a very, very, very loud, boisterous.
Yep.
And I'm excited to see the new look defense.
I'm fascinated with what this secondary could be. And we have the least amount of public data on Carlton Davis, Tyrion Arnold, Amik Robertson, Ennis Rakestraw. We have so Lauren Strickland. We have so little data. Well, he made the team.
Right.
And he's new. We have so little data.
And we don't know who number 53 is going to be yet.
53. I don't know who 53 is. Who's 53
on the roster? Because right now they have 52 on the roster. Oh, they haven't named the 53rd man. Sorry. Number 53.
Just for the record, it didn't help when you said on the roster. I'm like, yeah, I'm looking it up right now. No, the secondary is supposed to be a dramatic change, right?
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
And we saw a tiny little sliver during practice. I think it was Robertson came up with an interception when we were watching, and he played a little bit during the preseason. So did Arnold and Rakestraw a little bit, but not much. And I can't even imagine last year's offense with this year with a good secondary. I mean, even an average secondary. Better than average secondary? I don't know what they're going to be. Are they going to go from being a dreadful secondary to a bad secondary? Can they be an average secondary? Can they be good?
What I care about is what kind of secondary they are in, like, November. That's when it's going to start to matter. You get now the final stretch of games. How improved are they? I think if you look at statistics throughout the whole season, you look at, they improved this much, and maybe it doesn't look like it's that great of an improvement. But statistically, if they improve from 30th in the league or whatever they were last year to 20th in the league, it's a nice jump. But people will say, it's just an average because it's only 20th in the league. But I'll bet that how they're playing at the end of the year, if they're healthy, is going to look so much better than what they look in September. It's just, it should, if they're healthy. The reps make you better. The experience makes you better. And that's what's going to matter. But I'm excited about it because I think it's not like they're starting four rookies out there. They're starting at least one rookie. But I like the guys they have. Brian Branch coming back, having a Swiss Army knife back there, whatever he's going to do. Kirby Joseph, who's a ball hawk, love that. But Carlton Davis, that's the guy I'm curious about. We saw him making plays in practice, and that's a really good offense that the Lions have. And he was making plays, and we've seen Terry Arnold make plays, and Rakestraw, and Robertson, another new guy, but he's been in the league for a while. So I really like their opportunity to be appreciably better to begin this season. But really, it's about how they finish the season.
Yeah, and, you know, this Rams team, they're not going to have to deal with Aaron Donald, which is a huge freaking deal. And I think they got a kid out of Florida State. I got to look and see if he's scheduled to start for them. Fisk. Was he at Western? He was the one that was at Western and transferred to Florida State. And boy, does Florida State miss him. But I think he's going to start for them in the middle of that defensive line. You know, the Rams are a good team. Without question, they're a good team. Well, is Puka Nacua out?
Also Jared Verse.
Yeah, well,
that's the other rookie who looks like that could be, you know, making it up in the aggregate, if you will, the production that Aaron Donald had.
Aaron Donald's not there, but Kobe Turner is a beast, man. Watch for Kobe Turner. He's gonna try to get in the backfield all day. This is a good thing the Lions have one of the best offensive lines in the league because they're gonna be tested. Like I said, he's no Aaron Donald, but he's pretty damn good.
And it looks like Puka Nacua is gonna play at this point. Let me just double check that. It sounded like the last time McVay talked about him. Sean McVay says he's been practicing fully and, quote, he'll be ready to roll, according to the Rams official site report.
How's it look for Jonah Jackson and Rob Havenstein, who are two starters in the line that are questionable? Alaric Jackson, who's the starting left tackle, is suspended.
Yeah, so I have no updates on them.
Issues to start right away.
Yep. But, you know, I mean, the other thing about this is it important? Is it super hyper important to win the opener? Or is it just, look, it's one of 17. Strange stuff happens. One loss shouldn't lead to panic.
You can obviously take it both ways. I mean, is it important? It was important to the Lions last year. They won the first game. Was it important to the Chiefs that they won the first game? No, they lost and won the Super Bowl. Yep. So I think it's important for the Lions, just for their own psyche, to continue building off what they did last year. Put some distance. Like, it took everything they had to beat the Rams last year in the playoffs. Like, it came down to a very important pass to Amon-Ra St. Brown to kind of close it out. I want them to put the foot on their throat early in this game. Be great to win this game by double digits and just let's move on to get ready for week two and stay healthy rather than have another, you know, barn burner.
That's probably not going to happen though, right? I mean, probably that's not. Just not how things work. I mean, for your psyche as a fan, sure, that'd be great.
That's what I'm saying, for my psyche as a fan.
But as long as they win, I mean, you guys talk about wanting to see the secondary and the defense. They're going to be tested right out the gates here. I mean, Stafford is definitely older, but Puka and Kyren Williams and Cooper Kupp and Stafford can still sling the ball. They're going to be tested right out the gates, and it's probably going to be a close game. And I just want to – I don't know how the defense is going to be. So for me, the thing I'm looking for is to make sure to double, triple stamp the fact that this offense is elite, because I still think offenses wins championships in this league now, in the new NFL. And if that offense is still elite, that offensive line is still elite, they got a great chance to go all the way. So as long as, you know – they're scoring points. The defense, I think we're going to give them some grace, right? They're new players. They're trying to implement a different scheme that Aaron Glenn's always wanted to do. So it's going to possibly take some time.
Some guys get grace and some guys don't. No, honestly, like I get that with some of the secondary, it's going to take, hopefully it doesn't take too long.
Well, they haven't played together in this preseason.
Yeah, but other guys, I want more from Hutchinson. I want Hutchinson to get home. I want Hutchinson to hit the quarterback early and often. You know, walk out of that game with 5 quarterback hits and 2 sacks. I want to see that from him. Take the next level up to be considered a Max Crosby type. And not just have the potential to be that, but actually be that type of impact player. We know he gets a ton of pressures on the quarterback, but the pressure to sack rate isn't all that impressive.
There is something to be said, too, for the guys that there's so many contributing young players. And we always think that the arrow's pointing up.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it is. But that doesn't mean there's no given that it's going to continue to point up. But I mean, you start listing the young players. Is Laporta going to be better? Is Penei Sewell still getting better?
Knowles 3-2-1 on his mind.
Not go to Florida State.
Yeah.
No, is Penei Sewell still getting better? Where is Jack Campbell this year? Where is Brian Branch? Are they still got a lot more to give?
And Penei Sewell had that injury.
Yeah.
That he suffered. So is, you know, how available is he for Sunday night's game?
Does Jahmyr Gibbs turn into one of the most feared weapons in the NFL this year? 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Eddie, you're next. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
This is a very, you know, coming up on week one now. Thank God we're playing the Rams again. This game's going to be electric. So I currently live in Los Angeles, but I'm originally from Detroit. I live here now almost 25 years, but, you know, still, you know, born and bred, Detroit bred. So I'm actually flying back to the game for Sunday, opening night. I'm coming with a couple of Rams fans with me. Nice. But I'll tell you kind of what the narrative here in LA is about Stafford and Goff. All Rams fans will tell you that Goff was basically kind of the, you know, aloof quarterback, you know, number one overall. They kind of didn't really even want him. Jeff Fisher kind of took him with, you know, and, you know, through the transition. And then when McVay had him, he really didn't even want him in the first place. So him shipping him out, that became the narrative. But for us, I think he's the quintessential athlete that we were looking for. I can put Goff up against like guys like the Rasheed Wallaces of the world, the Chauncey Billups, you know, those types of guys who were kind of like thrown out to the abyss. And then we kind of took him in, and he's, you know, he's more Detroit than Stafford will ever be. And I'm sorry to say it like this. Stafford came with all the praise, number one overall pick, fanfare, you know, all the passing yards in college, Heisman Trophy candidate. He was never going to be, he was not going to be that for us unless he won. And unfortunately, in the 11 years that Stafford was with us, he really never really embraced, you know, kind of like what Jared does. Jared's press conferences are legendary. You know, the way that he talks about the city is unbelievable.
Stafford
he,
you did know, the he's same. Angry. He really
you
did.
You know what, Doug, the one thing I always hated about Stafford was that when he did press conferences, it was the same sound bites. It was like, we got to watch the film. We got to get better. And nothing got better. There was no substance to what he was saying. It was always like a media session. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's either right or wrong, but we never felt that he never became the city. I don't know. I mean, my opinion.
Stafford did so much in this community. I don't.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I don't know that that's a fair thing to say. He did so much in this community, and he was boring at the podium, but he did say glowing things about Detroit.
He said great things about Detroit. He made Detroit his home, and they contributed to community. Absolutely. By the way, Goff statistically in college,
yeah,
leaps and bounds better than Stafford was.
Was he?
Statistically. Yeah, he had like 5,000 more yards passing, almost twice as many touchdowns, and they both played 3 years.
Okay, Dan Campbell keeps bringing this guy's name up, and we'll get to that today at 102. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.